Welcome to Everybody Wants Something, a Degrassi podcast where two black millennials recap every episode of Degrassi from junior high to next class. Because why not? I'm your host, Sanique.
And I'm your other host, Lauren. Let's jump in.
We're back.
We're back, everyone. Hello. Hi.
Hello. It's been a minute.
I know. It has. Listen, I was on vacation, and vacation time, Lauren, and I was also working online. Recording just wasn't in the cards, and that's fine.
Honestly, I love that for you.
Thank you.
I'm like, you know, you were having the time of your life. I was very envious watching your Instagram stories, seeing your photos or your posts of you just like, this is what I'm eating. It's like the most amazing spread. And I'm just like sitting here eating my little noodles. Like,
Listen, I was telling Sanique before we started recording, Thailand is literally, okay, Thailand has legalized weed and it's everywhere and anywhere you want it. And it has the beach and it has the sunshine and it has the food. It is the best of all the worlds, and I couldn't get enough. It was hard coming back, so.
Yeah, I can't imagine. Can't recommend it. You can't see her, but Lauren's skin is like sun-kissed. It's not a sun-kissed. It's like sun made out. Like the sun fingers. She's hooked up with the sun, and now she just like looks.
Listen, I had a summer fling. Not a summer fling. I had a holiday fling. I had my with the sun.
Oh, okay. I was like, wait. I was like, what happened? Like you can't. So like, what happened to the boyfriend?
No.
Okay. Yes. She had a summer fling. She had a fling with the sun.
Yes.
Sorry, ladies. He's taken.
You know, it's fine. But yes, I fully enjoyed myself. And yeah. It was hard coming back, but excited to be back at the pod because this is a fun thing. So,
yes, it's very fun. I'm excited too. While you were having a great time, I had maybe COVID this week. So if I sound kind of congested, that's what that is. But I'm also happy. I'm excited to be recording too because I've been cooped up in the house. Mm-hmm. I finally am feeling better today, so I think I'm gonna go out because I've been quarantine for like 7 days. I'm not even kidding, like all week. And it's 65 degrees here.
Hey.
Yes. Poxitani, whatever the fuck, the groundhog, sent from hell. I think it's important that we know he did predict that spring is here soon, early, and he's right. Yeah. I think he's from hell because, as you know, anything that can predict the future is not of God. It is not of my Lord and Savior. It is the Lenten season. So I'm just letting you all know that Pexitani Phil is of the devil, but he was correct. Spring has sprung.
You guys didn't know Sanique Smythe is a God warrior.
I am a God warrior. Okay. I do not listen to what any groundhog from the ground that is from where Satan, that is where the serpent resides. And I will not listen to anything of Satan, okay? But let that be known that the groundhog was correct. But he is a hell.
Listen, iconic. Iconic.
Yes. But that's what's happening here. It's a gorgeous day. So I have the windows open. I can see out to my neighbor's backyards. Yeah.
Very nice. That's, listen, the time of year where like seasonal depression is just like fading slowly and slowly out. And you're like, wow, I have a really great outlook on life. I feel really good. I feel optimistic. And, you know, why do I never not feel this way? You know?
Yes, I've been feeling that way. I think it's mostly the Lexapro.
That helps too.
Yeah, I think the meds are doing that for me.
Listen,
personally.
The tandem duo of getting the hormone and the med serotonin levels correct and longer daylight. When that syncs up, that's a powerful magic. And that is of
Yes,
God.
queen. That is of God. That is of my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Anything else, however, is of the devil.
Exactly.
So, I don't know who this person is that I've summoned.
I you're the motherfucking wife swap god warrior.
I am
Begone
my
gargoyles.
God, gargoyles and psychics. However, I'm also an LGBTQIA advocate.
Yes, she is.
Also, it
The
is
shout
Adam and
out.
Eve. It is also Adam and Steve. Okay. It is also Adam and Sock, some sort of non-binary name, because
They,
all
them.
genders, they, them.
Yes.
I do stand with all. They, them is in the Bible. It is.
It
Pronouns
is.
are in the Bible. He that has a pronoun.
It is.
I don't know what's wrong with me.
Okay.
It's the COVID slash RSV slash cold slash flu slash upper respiratory infection that
Listen.
I've been stir crazy, guys. I'm just happy to be talking to somebody
Same. Same. I listen, I'm gonna be honest with y'all. I feel like this is a safe space. I have not left my apartment. Today is Sunday night. I have not left my apartment since Friday. And like when I tell you that, like me hibernating, like and like not having to leave when I don't want to leave is like the best. I can't get enough.
Speaking of hibernating, you know something I hate? I hate when people have like videos or photos of like, this is a bear that's just come out of hibernation and it's all like skinny and scraggly. And I'm just like, that's so rude. Like,
So
nobody
rude.
looks good after waking up. Like, why would you put her on TV like that, looking like that? I'm like, oh my God, look at this bear. Like, fuck you. Like,
I
have
know.
some respect for nature. Anyway, that is a god. So I just watched Noah, so I'm like really into God right now.
Noah, is that a movie?
Noah, yeah.
Is
Darren
it
Aronofsky's take of Noah from the
Noah?
book of Genesis. Have you heard of it?
Is it like a scary movie or something?
No, it's beautiful. It was very good.
Is it a recent movie?
I don't only watch horror movies, Lauren. I also watch biblical epics.
Wait, when did this movie come
You can't
out?
see me, but I'm sitting in front of my mirror and it looks like a
Literally
halo.
have a halo over your head.
Yeah, I watched that
She's
and I watched Nativity Story, so I think
damn
I think I'm
Nativity Story.
yeah, I'm like in a big Bible mood lately. But like just for the lore, not for like
Listen, as we brought it up, like the fucking okay, I just rewatched Game of Thrones recently, and
Yeah.
hearing they have a lot of like religious themes in it, but the amount of like magic shit that are in it, and I'm like, so was Jesus just a magician?
Yeah, Jesus was like a sorcerer.
He fucking turned water into wine. Like
He
he
just did
went to
magic tricks.
Hogwarts. Okay.
Jesus would
He
have been, he would have loved to do street magic.
David
Like,
Blaine.
very David Blaine, like with black people who are just like really excited about what they do. I think like Jesus Christ, if he came back, people are always like, oh, if Jesus came back, they'd crucify him because he'd speak out against like racism and like cowboys. I'm like, no, Jesus Christ would just be on, he'd be uptown, he'd be in Harlem doing street magic. And people like on TikTok and everyone's like, oh shit. And he'd just be like floating. And I'm like, oh shit. He's like,
I think Jesus would have a Vegas residency.
oh, I hope so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
What if Jesus like got corrupted? He went to like Vegas and he's like doing blow and he's just like, I don't give a fuck.
Actually,
He's like, do you know who my father is? And he's like a dick.
listen, okay. The way that, like, okay, imagine, picture it. Vegas, 1990s. Jesus comes back,
Oh,
but not coming back to
yeah.
save us from our sins. He's coming back
No.
to for a Vegas residency with Creed.
Oh my God. And he's just like, and everyone's like, oh my God. Like this guy, everyone's like, oh my God. And he's like, yes. And everyone's like, wow, he's so talented. He's like, and like, wow, he's
Yeah.
got tattoos.
He's got tattoos. Listen, also, you could argue that the lead singer of Creed is Jesus. But
Palms wide
that's.
open. Yeah, he was talking about his crucifixion. He's like, my arms were wide open.
Also,
He told us.
Creed's a Christian rock band. You know that, right?
I know.
Oh, okay. Just there's like sometimes where I'm like, is it publicly known? But yes. The first time I listened to
Yeah.
Creed and heard about Creed was at Christian summer camp, so.
Yeah, no, I know that. Yeah. I think like so Jesus did already come back and he was in a Christian alt band that we all kind of forgot about.
Yeah.
Kind
Wow.
of uneventful. But anyway, we should talk. You're fine. We should talk about these Canadian kids. I know our listeners are like, okay, bitches, like enough with the tangents. No, they love the tangents. You
They
guys
love
are
it.
sluts for tangents. I need to stop
And
calling our listeners like sluts and stuff. It's like really rude.
I would say that this might be the first time. I don't remember. I think it's an occasional slip, but I don't think it's a very often thing.
Yeah, occasionally I'm just like, you go pick sluts for tangents, and they love it.
That's why they keep coming back.
Keep coming back for more. All right, I need to get it together. I think I'm losing a little bit. But yes,
Okay.
it is season 9, y'all. Yes, we're in a new season. I know we promised you like weeks ago, like we're gonna start a new season. And we're like, bae,
Listen.
but we're back.
Yeah.
Listen, y'all are fine. Y'all were living life too. Season 9, episodes 1 and 2, Just Can't Get Enough, which is honestly my like least favorite, like Depeche Mode song. I don't like that song.
I didn't know what song it was referring to. Again, if I heard these songs, I would recognize it, but the
You
title alone is
know, when
tough.
I'm with you, baby, I get and I just can't get enough.
Oh,
And I
yeah.
just can't get enough. You know that song.
Yeah.
It makes me think of that. It's like a Gap commercial from the 90s that uses this song. I love watching old Gap commercials.
I feel like there was also a. Are they British? That group?
Depeche Mode?
Yeah.
I think so. Actually, I never really thought about it. I think they are British, though.
Because
Someone's like,
I.
actually, they're from Scotland. And I'm like, okay, like, calm down, first off.
I believe that it. I may be mistaken, but I remember it from the Mary-Kate and Ashley VHS I had Winning London, and I believe that was on the soundtrack. And they had mostly British musicians on the soundtrack. So that's
Yep,
my
you're right. They're
guess.
English. Depeche Mode is British.
Look at that.
They're from
Mary-Kate and
Es Oh,
Ashley.
they're from Essex. Okay, Towie.
The only way is up, baby.
Yeah. They're from Ex Essex, love. Okay. All right. Depeche Mode, I love them. Anyway, synopsis. When Mia's offered.
Dear.
I lose my mind. When Mia's offered a major modeling contract in Paris, Peter decides that he'll go with her, but he soon realizes he doesn't fit into her sophisticated world. Oh, you look good. Sorry, I was complimenting my husband. At a posh party, feeling frustrated and insecure, a guest offers an unlikely escape, which leads Peter on a dark path. Allie, excuse me, becomes jealous when Claire spends more time with new girl, Jenna. Holly J becomes stressed out when everyone wants something from her. This episode marks the final appearance of Nina Dobrev as Mia Jones. Arms in the Shay Angel.
Listen, I was about to say, I was like, they're about to write her out because she's about to go on to bigger and better things. Two roles in Vampire Diaries.
Yeah, when they showed her in like her little dressing room in Paris, I was like, no, that's literally her on set at the CW. Like she's on The Vampire Diaries right now. And she's like, I'm sorry, guys. I'm on bigger and better things. I'm on American television now.
Yes.
But in our cold open in the first episode, Stu's performing at Degrassi, and they're like, I'm like, whoa, to California, I'll get. And like, that's their song they wrote after going to LA for like a day. And they're like, oh my God, like, we're like so California guys, we're in a movie. And the song's playing in the background, and a black car pulls up, and the coins have arrived. They are very chic. And when I say chic, I mean very Sears, but it's supposed to be like chic.
I forgot that
Was
this
giving
was a
Sears.
very much Sears. I forgot that this was a trope. Like in this time period of pop culture, right? Like we had Gossip Girl, we had this
NYC Prep.
NYC Prep, Never Forget. We
Love that
had
show.
like the not the Surreal Life, oh my gosh, The Simple Life. There we go. I'm like kind of, but I and this was the time period, right, where like the we're so poor, America, the world, and we like to watch uber rich people, and there's always this juxtaposition of like, oh, if only we were rich and like these cool fancy teens and this rich, they have this rich, boring family that they're always getting dragged around with. And I forgot that that was like a teenager trope that was like, oh, the rich kids are new at school. 'Cause One Tree
That was like
Hill.
very of this time too, because it's also
Yes.
the area of like we have Housewives. Like
Yes.
it's very like ooh, like rich people, especially from New York. I think we had shifted from like, because now like this is like post OC, so like no one's like really cares about
Yeah.
the like LA anymore. Now
Yeah.
it's like oh, about like New York. It's like hot and rich.
Yes. And they also did this in oh my gosh, One Tree Hill. They had again like a established cast, and then these two, it's always a brother and sister. I think they're taking off after oh my God, what's that fucking Reese Witherspoon movie? And
Cruel
it's Cruel
Intentions,
Intentions.
and they're gonna fuck.
Yes,
Like
this like borderline incestuous.
siblings who are too close, and they're also rich.
Yes,
That's
always. Like, what the fuck is that?
a
Like,
weird trope. It's just like, yeah, and they're twins too in this one, so it's like, ew, like
it
double ick.
in Game of Thrones, it happens all the fucking time. And I'm like, who created this trope, you sick, disgusting person?
I think we're just aware of royalty and the fact that they definitely all like fuck their siblings. So it's like, we just think rich people also do that. Oh, yeah, gotta keep it in the family. It's like, marry your cousin.
Yikes.
like, yuck. But yeah, they're like, they come out and they're just like, oh, well, oh, look at all these poor people. But Shantae's living. She's like, oh my God, like the diplomats' kids. Like, oh, you sh.
Shantae
Yeah, she's like, you're so chic. She like loves it. And she they're like, who are the players here? They don't actually talk like that, but in my head, I feel like that's like they're like they're always like moaning, like, huh, oh my goodness. Who are the players? And Shantae gives them like a rundown, like, oh my God, that's Mia, she's a supermodel, and that's Peter and Studes, and they just got back from LA and they're famous now. And I am Shantae. I'm the E News of the high school.
I'm a video blogger. It's like, oh
She's like,
God.
I'm a vlogging. Honestly, I love Shantae. Shantae's annoying, but she's like hilarious. The character,
Know.
like I think the actress really just like t did. She like she took this like really shitty character. It's like I'm just gonna like go for it, and I love that. She's like, I'm like who's like on the scene? And yeah, Peter almost got into a music program, and everyone's like, yeah, guys, we're gonna like fucking like be famous. And at the end, before like the music starts, he does this pose where he like has his arm around Mia. He's like, rock on! And he like kind of like poses.
Listen, okay.
Stays on him a beat too long, and it's so funny.
The way that like Peter wasn't even on drugs yet and he was already acting weird, okay?
No. This first scene though reminded me why I love Degrassi though. I was like, oh my God, we're so back. I also did those. We are so back.
It's giving What's that fucking that girl from Jesus Camp where she's like crying with the microphone, like, "Oh, I'm a God warrior." She's crying with the
JoJo,
microphone.
the cover of the DVD is just like, it was so that though. We get like a new opening with like new characters. Is the music different now, or is this the same music?
The thing is, okay, is that they have tweaked this song like sl there is the OG, and then they've like every season they've kind of like tweaked it, and then they add new singers, and then also at the end when the credits are rolling, they have this like acoustic version like Jason Mraz that's
Doom,
like
doom, 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 boom.
it's the ick. It's the ick. I don't like it. It gave me the heebie-jeebies. It was like trauma of like the guy that pulls out a guitar at the party. Like, hey guys. It's like
He's
Marnie
like,
from Girls. It's giving that awkwardness where it's like, I don't want a different rendition.
I love Marnie. I very regularly watch her singing that song, that Kanye song, at like the tech thing.
Oh, God.
That'll kill me, can only make me stronger. Like
Yeah. Yeah.
Marnie is so, I watched this TikTok of this girl is like, no, like this scene really kept me from being a very certain type of white woman. I actually am so happy this happened. I was like, yeah, like she's a type of cringe, and I'm like, no, this is good.
Marnie taught a lot of people. She taught a lot of people.
Yeah. Faster, stronger. Anyway, Shantae is interviewing Mia and Peter because now they're like a celebrity couple. And she's like, what's your name? Like, are you Meter? Are you Pia? Like, what's your like thing? And they're like, oh my God, are we like that? And she's like, of course, like you're a model and he's a rock star. And so she introduces them. She's like, oh my God, speaking of like royalty, like here are the coins. They fuck each other. Here are the Coin twins. They like make out. And Declan is like into, so their names are Declan and Fiona. Of course, their names are like very like
Oh, God.
fancy names, like Declan and Fiona. And Declan is like very obviously into Mia, and he like shades Peter. He's like, oh yeah, I'm so glad that you like write songs that lyrics are stupid. And Peter like doesn't quite catch the shade. I'm like, he
Dumbass.
is coming for you. And they're like, yeah, you guys should come to this party. Oh, no, they don't invite them. He's like, oh, we have to schmooze at this party. Our parents know like everyone. Our mom's like in fashion, and like we have to talk to all these old rich people, and it's like really boring for us. But Mia's like, interesting. Famous people. I'm
Right.
that.
Right.
So Allie gropes Johnny in the hall because I guess they're like public now. He's like, hey, like Niner, like no, none of that. And Claire has fully transitioned into wearing normal clothes now. She's wearing a stupid uniform, like good for her. But her glasses are horrible. I hate her glasses so much.
Okay.
But I'm also like, I had glasses like that though. So I'm like, I'm really just
Thank
projecting. I'm like, I saw an old picture of me from like 11th grade, and Evan literally was like, what are those? Like, what are you wearing? I was like, those are my glasses.
Okay, but the funny thing is,
I need them to see.
that that was the time of like the smaller like spectacle rectangle you had, the cooler
Yes.
the glasses were. Because also glasses, there were no cool glasses. You like there were bad glasses, but there were no good looking glasses for anyone at that stage, you know? Like,
No, all glasses back then were like not chic. Now they're like a
no.
lot better, but then they were, oh my God, they were awful.
Yeah, but the small rectangle ones were like in though. Like if you had to have
But
glasses, those were the ones to have.
we know they're coming back now because apparently, TikTok always has like I've been watching TikTok. I told you I don't watch TikTok. I've been sick all week, so that's all I've been doing. So now I'm like,
Yeah.
I'm a TikTok girl.
Yeah.
And then now that I'm better, I'll probably stop watching it because I'm like, I can't keep doing this.
Right.
It's kind of like my meth addiction. Like I like do it for like a few days and I'm like,
Right,
I can't keep
right.
doing this anymore. But there's like a micro trend that's like office slut. It's not called office slut, but it's like office siren. But I'm like office slut.
Oh,
And
yeah.
it's like the little glasses, kind of like what Gisele Bündchen wore in The Devil Wears Prada. And she's like, oh my goodness, look at her outfit. I am smart. Look at my glasses. They're wearing those now, and they're like my old glasses. And I'm like, oh my God, burn them. Don't
The
wear those.
funny thing is that if I had to wear those glasses today, like I would constantly having to be like hold them up so that I could see through them. Because the amount of actual glasses to look through. Like, if I just was looking down and trying to look, just move my eyes, like, they're not big enough to actually give me vision.
Mama, why do you think my glasses are so big? Because I'm like, I
Same girl.
literally, I have a negative six in my left eye. Like I cannot see. So I'm like, I can't be cute. I have to like see. Okay. Like, you know, yeah, that's how you know someone's hot is that they don't have to see because they're just being seen.
Also, I don't know if it was this scene yet, but I wanted to point out we have Claire's microscopic glasses. Mia's outfit this at the beginning of this episode was, or at some point in this episode, she had on Bermuda cargo shorts, which who didn't have some motherfucking Bermuda cargo shorts that like the
Of
capri ones where they
course.
like hit you right at the knee. And then she had
Yes.
tights on
Of course.
underneath because gotta have a layer, it's the mid-aughts.
Got a layer.
And then
Yes. It's
like
like the late odds. You gotta layer.
a
Yeah,
wedge, like a cork wedge pump peep toe.
I just vomited because you said wedge and also peep toe, which is just like, ew.
Oh, God.
Peep toe shoes are insane. Like, why do you want a shoe that only shows like two toes?
But
Like, what? What were we? And I used to wear a peep toe. I'm not even like I would wear a peep toe,
same.
but like, you could just see like half of my big toe and then like all of my second toe and then like most of my third toe. Ew.
And
Like,
I
what
also
kind of,
had.
I don't know what we were
I had
thinking, but
fucking peep
yeah,
toe
with tights.
flats.
Peep toe flat, like your toes should never be peeping. I want to either see them or not. Like they shouldn't be like kind of sort of seen. Like no, like what the fuck? Someone should make peep toe mittens for your hands so you can just kind of see like two fingers. Just kind of see my fingies, like but not all of them. You know, I'm not a slut. You can't see all of my hand. You can only see like kind of a little bit, like a little whisper. So this blonde girl shows up and she's like, "Hey, I'm Jenna." And Claire introduces herself and Allie as BFFs, which is weird. I'm like,
Red
I feel like
flag.
it would just be like revealed to you that like we're friends, but I wouldn't, like, we're best friends. I wouldn't be like, if I was with you, Lauren, and someone's like, "Hey," and I was like, "Hey, I'm Sneak, and this is my BFF, Lauren." I'd be like, you guys are weird. Like, what?
Also,
Like,
the
that's
look
weird.
that I would give you.
Yeah, you'd be like, what? You like true, but also like, why would you introduce? Is that how you introduce yourself to people? Like, what the fuck? I do that even when you're not around. I'm like, hi, I'm Sneak. And my best friend, Lauren, she lives in China. My other best friend, Marley, she lives in Maryland. Like, no one cares. Like, they don't know who that is. Yeah, but Jenna's like, oh my God, I'm so glad that the girls here are friends because at my old high school, it was totally backstab high. And she like sits next to Claire, and Allie's like, that's my seat. She's very Connor coded in this scene. She's like, but where is it? So they've all auditioned for this music program in the next scene, and the class starts. And Peter apparently like didn't get in, but he just like, I'm just gonna stay. I'm just gonna, it's fine, like it's cool, he'll let me stay.
Again,
And the
where I'm
guy
like,
is
is Peter on drugs already?
right. I'm like, it's giving like delusions of grandeur, like you're already on meth, and he's just like, it's fine. I go here. And the guy shows up. Okay, and now I know who this is. In a previous episode, we'd been like, is this guy famous? I feel like they're introducing him like he is. He is. That is Ed Robertson, one of the singers from Bare Naked Ladies.
Wow, I do like
Yeah.
that band.
I looked it up because like I know this guy is clearly somebody. I've seen him before, and it's him. And he's like, Peter, you didn't get in. Like, did you get my email? And he's like, what? And he gets mad and leaves. Like, whatever. Like, this class is lame. I'm gonna go do meth. So Jenna is singing and it's bad. Like, and it's framed as like, oh my God, she's so talented. Everyone's like in love with her. And I'm like, she's like, Simba. It's like so grating. And I don't know how, like, is it a joke? Like, are we supposed to be like laughing at it
Okay.
or like,
Think of the time. So I think last episode we were talking about Camp Rock. If you think about Demi Lovato singing Disney Channel Demi Lovato, That is how she sounded. If you think of like High School Musical, how they sounded when they were singing, like when fucking Vanessa Hudgens is like, "Try," like
Yeah.
mid song.
It's so rare. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, that's like that. Like this is a comparable like teen content like type singing, and they're like, "Oh, that's what
Yeah.
the kids want. They got
You're
it."
spot on. The singing in this episode, especially because there's so much singing, it's very Disney. It's very like she should her knees should be like knock-kneed, and she should be like, like it's very like Jonas Brothers, like yeah, like yeah. You're right.
Like that
You're super smart.
fucking I need to remember her name, but that black creator that's always making like
Yasmine
TikToks.
Shahid. Yes. Or
Yes.
I don't know if that's actually her name, but yeah, she's hilarious.
Yes,
When she
when
does like
she's
the Disney stance, like
Yeah, it's like that. I mean, Demi Lovato literally has that song of like, some it's like my Converse make me weird or whatever the fuck that song is.
yeah, who says I can't wear my Converse? Yeah.
I mean,
She's like
that's
she's wearing it with like a dress, and it's like, whoa, she's punk. She's so punk rock.
Oh God. So yeah, that's definitely this girl. She went to Camp Rock and she's like, "Oh, I'm going to a new school. This is how I'm gonna like stand out."
Yeah, she came in like doing a step when she walked into the grass.
Camp
It, like
Rock.
no one. Yeah, everyone's like, what the fuck? Like, who is this girl? So Claire, but at least Allie makes a joke. She's like, when in our school become a bizarre white version of fame? And I was like, that's funny. Like,
That
Allie, that's a good
was
line.
very nice line.
Nice line.
Shout out
Whoever wrote
to
that, I'm like,
that.
thank you for recognizing how white the school is and how like, why is everyone singing? So Claire is like obsessed with Jenna. She's like, oh my God, she's so nice. And Allie's like, no, don't like her. Jenna's weird though. Her, I don't know if it's like, I think the actor is performing, thank you, Jenna as like, oh, she's like a really sweet girl and she's being really nice. But it's not reading like that to me. It's reading like Jenna got kicked in the head before she came to Degrassi. Like, why is she like this? Like, what's wrong with her?
It's reading to me like because we're okay, and we haven't mentioned this. We're at the point in Degrassi where I don't know what's happening anymore. Like I have
Yes.
no memory of this. I'm like I kind of know big plot lines, but also have no idea. And so my first thought was like, oh, this Jenna's like she's putting on a front, but she's like some she's about to backstab these girls. Like she's.
Yeah.
This she's not to be trusted, and I feel like Allie was clocking that, and I'm like, Allie's like, no woman like this talks to me, the brown girl, and Claire, small glasses girl, like that. Like, no one's talking to us this friendly. Okay, like I'm sketched
Small
out.
glasses, girls. With
You
your little
know?
teeny wee glasses.
Yeah.
You're right though. Yeah. It's like she's definitely up to something, but I think the actress is not playing it well.
That
So
too.
it to me, it comes off very like, is she okay? I think we found out later on she's from like Calgary, Alberta, which is why I thought she was like kicked in the head by a horse. So I'm like, oh yeah, they have
Possibly.
horses there. So she probably just like got kicked
Stampede.
real hard. Yeah, she got stampeded, girl. Should we go to like the Calgary? Like, should we go to the Stampede?
I'm gonna need number one, a listener to like guide us. I don't see enough. And or any black or brown people there. And it's like
It's
the
true.
it's okay, from my perspective, I've seen it as being portrayed as like the deep south of Canada. And
Yeah.
I don't know if I want to go there
I mean, that's probably
blindly.
true, but like Beyonce did just drop some country songs. So I'm in my Yeehaw era, so I don't care. I'm gonna go to Calgary and be like, this ain't Texas. This is Alberta.
Yeah. So I just need
We in Alberta.
I need a Canadian guide. So we're gonna need motherfucking Amanda or fucking Justine to help us there because I'm not going in there blindly.
That's true. Justine, I know you're listening, but I just think we look so cute. We have our little outfits and we have a caption in our photo of like niggas in Calgary. Like, you know, like I think that would be like hot.
I think it's definitely possible. I'm not gonna jump in. I'm gonna be the maybe what's the right word? The skeptical one in this duo. I'm gonna be the
Which
skeptical
one?
one, be like, hey, maybe we don't need to be the two black girls going to Calgary to the Stampede. This could turn out like a scary movie. You know, I want to be the person that's like, hey, maybe don't open the door. Let's not run towards the sound, you know?
Damn, she just called me white.
No, I just
She
don't
just called
want you to
me.
be the black person that dies first, you know?
Like my podcast, we die first.
Yeah, I'm trying not
Episode,
to
new episodes every Monday.
trying not to let that happen to us, you know?
Okay, fair enough, fair enough. Well, any Canadian listeners, let us know what you think. But okay, I respect that.
Yeah.
Thank you for
Again,
looking out for
I'm
us.
just hesitant. I'm not saying no, but I'm just like, I don't know enough. All I know is that there's country bumpkins up there, and usually that's not a safe place for us. So I just need a little bit more information, you know?
That's true. Okay. No, I smell what you're stepping in. I get that.
Yeah.
I get
And
that.
watch one of our listeners be like, yeah, Lauren's right. Like, you don't need to
Well, just a girl can dream. A girl can dream. I want to go to the rodeo. So Mia is trying to comfort Peter because he just wants to be famous. And I was like, why don't you flash a video camera with a fucking creep, Peter? You want to be famous so bad, asshole. Anyway. But Mia has been working hard, and Peter's like, you need to get your priorities straight. And she's like, I thought I was. You're not supported. The coins appear like out of the mist, and Declan invites Mia and Peter to the party. Allie's still angry at Claire, whatever. So we're at Peter's apartment, and Mia has surprised him because they're like, whatever. And he's like, oh my God, like, let's go to this party, and like, we can like schmooze, and maybe you can get connected. And she's like, cool. And Peter apologizes, but then she's like, okay, I'm the new Eurofresh face. And I'm like, what does that mean? Is that like a skincare line? Like, is it like a grocery store, like Eurofresh? I was very confused. Like, what is this? But she is that. She's the new face of Eurofresh. And it's a 250 G's contract, which is dope. But she's like, that means I have to go to Paris slash wherever The Vampire Diaries was filmed. And on Saturday, I have to go like to na to now, tonight, to tomorrow. And she's like, we could be like long distance. And Peter's sad because he's like, you're gonna be like in Paris and you're hot.
Also, the way that, like, I mean, Mia has not had the best of luck with dating, I think primarily because she has a child and so she's just seen as a teen mom. But the way that she should be viewing this Paris opportunity as a way out of this relationship and just be like, hey,
Listen.
I'm moving. I guess this isn't gonna work out. Like, but she's young.
Like, girl, get out of here. And she's like, you can come visit in summer. I'm like, no, like, go be hot in Paris, dummy. Also, I love how much Lucas is not an evolved dad, that he's just like okay with her, like, just taking the baby to like Paris. He's like,
Also,
okay.
the way that, like, Izzy and how that's gonna be, is the mom coming with Izzy? Is Izzy staying in the US? How long is she gonna be in Paris for? Like, that's some plot holes that I wish they would have wrapped up a little bit better, but you know, can't be too
Yeah, they never
picky.
tell us how long. She's like, I'm just moving to Paris. Like, as long as I am a Eurofresh face, I have to reign from there. So Allie brings Claire a breakfast burrito, and she's like, girl, Jenna's our enemy. We have to keep her close. Like, I'm sniffing her out, and I don't like her. And Claire's like, what? My little glasses are telling me that she's our friend.
Oh, Claire.
So Mr. Simpson apparently found Mia a tutor like overnight in Paris so she could finish her semester. And I'm like, what?
And where I'm like, what? I'm sorry. When does Mr. Simpson? What?
He has
God
connections out
damn.
there. Like, I'm just like, they're doing too much. This show has become full fan fiction. I'm just like, what are you talking about? I love it though. I'm living.
Honestly, if they had less details in some things, it would have been better. Just like let Mia
Just like
leave.
she's, yeah, she's going to Paris. Like, that's not that crazy. She's a model. Like, yeah, she's going to Paris. Like, sure. But Peter doesn't want her to go. He doesn't want to go to Declan's party anymore. So he breaks up with her, And I'm like, honestly, this is a good idea, Mia. Like,
Yeah.
break up, find you a cute French guy. But then she's like, no, like, don't do this. So he's like, what if I move to Paris? And she's like, yeah, you should do that. Like, yeah, let's go to Paris. Like, we'll have 5 months before my daughter comes because for some reason she has to, I don't finish up preschool. I don't kindergarten. I don't know. But like, yeah, she's staying and she's gonna come later so we can hang out. And they're like, yeah, this week's so fun. So Allie is looking for Claire, who is not texting her back. Casey is like, my dog is barking, I'm sorry. Hendrix, no. He's being very stupid. Hold on. Let us let him go.
I don't think I can
Oh,
hear it
wait.
on my end.
Good. Okay, his Hen Evan just got him. Anyway, so Allie's like, she's trying to text Claire. Then Casey shows up and makes this weird quip about how he like, I just got a text back from my probation officer saying, good luck. I mean, I don't have one. And he like leaves. And I was like, what is going on? Like,
I don't think Allie's character knows that he's has a probation officer. I think only Claire does.
and like Connor, I guess I just don't care. So for him to be like weird, I'm like, okay, whatever. But Jenna apparently is teaching Claire how to play guitar someplace else. And Claire's like, yeah, you should come with us to hang out at my house and work on the science fair project or whatever. And she's like fully ignoring Allie's text and like, damn, Claire said, I have a white friend now. I can't be friends with you, little brown girl.
Poor Allie.
Sorry, girl.
Listen,
Jenna's. Jenna doesn't bring foods to lunch that I can't pronounce. So sorry. Like I'm like, damn, Claire's a bitch.
listen, prediction for Allie. Allie is going to get, hopefully it happens in college, but she's going to get to college and have a first taste of like a common brown person experience. It doesn't even have to be someone that's also from the same culture as her specifically. It could just be any brown person of color. And she's like, wow, I really was out here lusting after this dirty-haired white boy. And Claire and Casey were my friends. Connor threw a pencil at me, so I couldn't rely on him.
Connor literally spit on me.
I was really out here in the trenches with these people that didn't give a fuck about me, didn't give no F's about where I came from. Sav had his white girlfriend. So, we were just out here. And she probably has a journey to go on, is what I'm saying.
Honestly, what's funny about Allie is that, did we establish? I know Allie is South Asian. Are they Indian? They are Indian. I think we met the
I can't
parents, and it was
remember.
like I think they said they were Indian. I remember high school, and there just being like a crew of like hot Indian kids. Like we're all like really good students, and they all hung out together. And I feel like that. If there are any brown listeners, let me know because I feel like that was my experience in high school. Of like, no, like Allie would be like the hot like
Thank
Indian
you.
girls, and she'd
Thank
be like
you.
cool and as fuck, and like kind of be like running shit in like her clique. So it's just very funny seeing her run around like Claire and Johnny. I'm like, yeah, she goes to college, she like meets up all these like hot as fuck like Indian girls, and they're all like gorgeous and just like the best.
Allie is in the slums right now of this Degrassi group, and she doesn't realize that she is well above and deserves better socially.
Yeah, I'm like Allie, like you don't need to be hanging out with Claire. She's lame. Her glasses are too small. So we're at this fancy house, and everyone's fashions are terrible. This is like, God, the late aughts are so bad for fashion. The mid to late aughts are so bad because Fiona's wearing this horribly ugly. She's like Big Bird. She's an ugly ass yellow dress. It's got frills on it. It looks like feathers. It looks like she's a bird. And I love that whenever Degrassi, like, because it's still just like a Canadian show with like a small budget for the most part. I love when Degrassi tries to show us like luxe and wealth because it always looks very like a few things. The fashions always look Sears and very cheap, kind of like early seasons of Atlanta Housewives. And then also like the houses they show, it always feels like those Skinamax like porn sets or something. Like the house, it's like BH Bordello, and it's very like, oh, this is like the fancy house, but it feels like someone like fucked
Yes.
here. It
Yes.
feels like a porn set, like a
Yes.
softcore porn set, and there's
Yes.
like velvet, like it's
Velvet, like everything is very like there's not enough furniture. It's
yeah.
very limited props, very little staging, and yeah, just like random ass people. I was thinking two things. This house was giving the rich house in Hocus Pocus with the good candy.
Oh, Max Dennison when she comes down the stairs, like in her little outfit.
Yes. It's
She's
giving
like,
that house.
yeah,
It's also
her
giving
gobos. Yeah,
yeah. The fact that we don't that that's not a cultural name for boobs is honestly a missed opportunity.
for me, it is. Like, check out these yabos, boy. Get a load of these yabos.
The other one I was thinking is it's reminding me of like what was that one with Justin Timberlake, Model Behavior?
Oh my God. Yes.
Like rich the rich girl's house or the rich house
Yes.
is
With
giving that. Yes.
Kathy Lee Gifford.
Motherfucking Kathy Lee Gifford, yes.
Oh my God, it is giving that. And just like, oh, we're rich. We drink smoothies in the morning. That's what rich people drink.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh my God. I love all the references you made just now. Like you really just like transported me to a different time.
Because that's this time period. It's like where it's like, huh? It's like a certain like span of years where like this was like perceived wealth, but you
Well, and this
bit.
is also the era of wealth that like it's very, I mean, it's very McMansion. Like it's, well, yeah, at the end of the day, it's McMansion. So it's giving like r rising upper middle class. So you're not wealthy, but you have money, but you have no taste. And that's what it is. It's like, oh my God, like you have like columns, like Roman columns in your house, and it's very ugly. Like you have a staircase for your daughter's prom pictures. Like your dad, like your dad grew up like middle class. Now he's like moved up higher management, and now you guys are like kind of rich. But like that fucking crash is about to, that house is going on foreclosure. Like that recession is coming for your ass. Like I wouldn't get too comfortable with your pool in the backyard.
I know.
You know, like I'm just a hater. I just was looking from my little townhouse, being like, fuck you, rich people. So yeah, it's giving McMansion, giving McManch. So Peter and me are like, oh my God, this place is so nice. And Peter's being very like, oh, rich people. I'm like, your dad's rich though. Like, Peter, like your dad is
Sir,
rich. So you have that like
sir.
sick loft in Toronto. Like, what are you talking about?
Yeah, remember you
But
like
Peter's
were
like a real
drag.
person. He's like, oh, I'm real. I'm like, you're not though, you're rich.
You were drag racing your dad's given gifted car, sir.
His like sports car. Yeah, it's very like weird. So Declan shows up and he's just like, oh, this is my house. This is like the house for a couple months because we're rich people and we move around. My dad's a diplomatic guard. I don't know. Like, are they American diplomats? Is he doing his? He's coming to Canada. Like, what the fuck? That's lame. Like, that's like
Actually,
lame to me. Are they Canadian diplomats who go other places and they're back in Canada for a bit?
well, I guess if you're a diplomat and you have money, you're living abroad. Because I guess, do diplomats live in their own country?
Sometimes they do. They'll come back for a bit. Like, they can, and then like, oh, like we're on a mission, and we'll go on a mission to someplace else, and you might come back for a spell. So
Right.
they could be American, who, but I'm like, also like, are you the American diplomat to Canada? That's not really that cool.
It was kind of reminding me of like the way that like oh they're the rich upper class, like they're different than the rest of us, so maybe they're that I was kind of thinking that maybe they're supposed to be American diplomat kids, and so they're like they're from New York, they're so fancy, you know.
Yeah, I'm like, guys, Toronto's nice sometimes too, right? They got rich people there.
They do.
But yeah, Degrassi, have some pride. Yeah, he's like, okay, so Declan, so the fashion, I feel like I have to keep commenting on, because they're trying to do like the relaxed posh look with Declan. So he's like wearing like a blazer, a striped button up, a big old ugly tie, but cargo pants. And it's like, oh, he's just like effortlessly like rich guy. But it looks like he just wore his school uniform after a long day. So the end of the day, he's come home. He's taken his shirt from out of his pants. He like loosened up the tie. It doesn't look like posh. It looks like, oh, like you're just like, you're not in proper uniform, basically.
Yes.
It's very funny. And I think they're really trying so bad to like do like, he's kind of like supposed to be the, what's the guy from the Gossip Girl? Chuck. He's like a
Chuck,
Chuck
yeah.
Bass type. Yeah, like vaguely bisexual.
Yeah.
But like he can't dress. This era is horrible for fashion. I'm just like, oh, everyone looks terrible.
It's giving like American Eagle ad, you know.
Yeah.
Like, or
Yeah, you know,
Hollister,
Declan
really,
smells.
Abercrombie, any, were there.
He smells like a Hollister.
Yeah, like, I can see him with, like, another group of, like, quote-unquote teenagers, like, in a field lounging on rocks, but they also look like they're disheveled, mismatched uniforms, you know?
Yeah. He looks like what Saltburn was trying to do. Like, oh, like I'm like, we're like preppy posh kids. Like, I have like a rugby shirt, but
Yeah.
also my eyebrows pierce because I fuck and I'm cool. So, anyway, the
That
movie was so
eyebrow,
bad.
the eyebrow
Wait.
piercing really got me though. I was like,
I was like, yeah, it is 2006. Like, I was like,
It's doing something to me. I can't help it.
you liked it?
Oh yeah. Like also like that's like my like he I couldn't even tell you the fuck what the fuck his name is. He's Australian and tall. But
Oh,
like
Jacob Elordi?
he
Or
like
Elordi? I don't know how you say it.
a human reaction for me is that like I'm like you are hot, like you're a poster on my wall, hot like teenager like watching television and be like oh my gosh he's so hot, like he does that chemical reaction for my brain for some reason.
I just hate how the internet's trying to be like, oh, he's like a baby girl. And I'm like, he's giant. He's a giant. He can't be baby girl. I'm sorry. Like, he's not a baby
No.
girl.
I fucking loved him
He's
in
not.
Euphoria,
I don't care.
even.
I don't care how many handbags he walks around with. Like, you're not baby girl. You're 7 feet tall. Like, you're
Yeah.
so big.
Yeah.
Sorry.
But yeah.
Yeah.
But that eyebrow
He doesn't do
piercing,
it for me.
I don't, I couldn't tell you if there was anyone else specifically that's ever really done it for me that looks like him, but he does it for me. I also watched that Priscilla movie and I was like, am I attracted to Elvis? he's got me. I don't get it.
I have to see that still. He's too tall, but you know, you're a tall girly too. So you like a tall guy. I like short kings. So I was
I do
like,
too,
no,
but
he's too
that's
tall.
I
He's
as
too
well, I
big.
was like, I don't, it's not something that I'm predicting, or like he's just one of those people that I'm like, I think he's I my body's telling me that he's hot. I can't help it, you know?
I'm just thinking like Jacob Elordi like walking to my apartment right now, and I'd be like, if you don't get your big ass out of here. You don't get your big ass. I'm like, I bet you can't have a ball. You're just tall for no reason. Get out of
Like, I don't know what it is, but he's like that tall guy that like has to hold his head a certain way. Like he's just used to ducking, and then he just got his hand in his pockets, and it
He's
does
like
it for
terrible
me.
posture. He has
Ooh,
terrible
give me
posture.
some
I'm like, stand up.
scoliosis.
I'm like, get you stand up straight, you fucking weirdo. Like,
well, that's my man. Thank you to my
I just want to meet
man.
Jacob. I want to meet Jacob or Lord Ellardy. Just be mean to him. But like, if you don't get like your big old tall self out of here, get out of here. There's a height requirement in this building, and you are above
Listen,
it. Please leave.
but the thing is that it'll be him, and then it does height. I have a whole spectrum of heights, but like it
Sorry, for
just
me, it'd be a lineup. It'd be like him and then Daniel Radcliffe, and I'd be like, "Come here, you little sprite, you little imp." Like, get this giant out of here. I'm like, come here, you hobbit. Like, ooh, he's a little like me. So I'm like, go. What is it from Harry Potter? Like, giant on the troll in the dungeon.
There
Yeah.
we
And
go.
Jacob Elordi walks, and I'm like, troll in the dungeon. Like, we try to kill him. Like,
It's okay. Listen, you can leave him for me. It's fine. You don't have to kill him. Just give me my mans,
Okay, it's
Okay.
fine. I won't kill him. I'll stuff a wand up his nose. He's not dead. He's just knocked out, and you can drag him away. You may
Just
have
like,
him.
just let him be, okay?
Okay, fair enough. Fair enough. Fiona and them are like, oh, wasn't raw oysters? We're fancy. See, we're rich and we like raw oysters. And Peter's like, ew, gross, it's like a loogie. And Declan's like, huh, you're so parochial, Peter. You're like, that just means classless, but in a nice way. But
Okay.
Mia like defends him. She's like, oh my God, no, my boyfriend's like really great musician, actually. He was in California and he played. You ever heard, might have heard his song, Whoa, it's like
Girl,
California. You might have
girl.
heard the classic Stutz tune. And Declan's like, oh yeah, you should play that song. And he embarrasses him in front of everyone. It's like, this is the coolest guy in my school, guys. Like, listen to him play this music. And he starts playing the song and it's not good. And everyone's very cringe and embarrassed for him. And I was too.
Yeah. Another trope is like rich people making people that are outsiders like publicly humiliate themselves.
Yeah, I mean that's also true. That's like true to like life. It's
I
like,
know.
hey, mummy, let's watch the poor boy dance. Except Peter's not poor, but he's like poor in this,
Yeah.
for the case of the storyline, he is like beneath them. So at Claire's, Claire and Jenna are painting their nails when Allie comes in, and Allie's like pissed. She's like, "You stole my best friend," and Jenna's like, "I want to meet both your friends." And it's like she's weird. She's a fucking
Yeah.
weirdo. I'm on Allie's team. Like, Allie, get out of there, girl. So Peter's been he's been drinking, and Mia's like, oh my God, like it's no. Fiona comes over and she's like, yeah, like sorry, kid, like that was embarrassing for you. And this skinny redhead named Vicky shows up. I know her name is Vicky because Fiona's like, shut up, Vicky, because
Yeah.
Vicky says something like, oh, like Fiona and Declan are very close. Because even Vicky knows Becky. Vicky's like, yeah, these fucking family's weird.
Yeah.
So I'm doing so
Well,
much
she's a
meth now because I have
cousin.
to, yeah. She's like, I have to do meth because my cousins are fucking, and that makes me uncomfortable. So I have to do drugs.
Hello.
But Peter is like, he's only just now realizing that Declan's like trying to get at Mia because he's stupid. And Vicky's like, oh, I hate these parties. Do you want to like, I'll have a little bit of this? And Peter thinks it's Coke, and I thought it was Coke at first. It's like, oh, I guess it's
Same.
Coke. And she's
Also,
like
'cause
scratching
she's
herself though. She's
rich.
like, yeah, I'm like, why are you doing meth, girl? Like, you're rich.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not saying like rich people never do meth, but I'm just like, Vicky's like. Definitely, like she like parties. I'm like she's doing coke and
Yeah.
probably ketamine. She's not doing meth. Like, come on now. Let's be real.
Yeah.
So Allie is doing Jenna's henna, her henna, Jenna's henna, and they're like, oh, we're all friends now. This is so cool. So Jenna's like, okay, so like, who's off limits? I feel like I had to
Girl.
figure out Jenna's impression. I feel like she's always kind of yelling.
It's unnatural, which is why I'm like, I'm unsettled. Something's wrong
She's
with
like,
her.
okay, girls, who's off limits?
She's a bot. She's AI. Something's off. Like, she's a
I was such a big girl boyfriend stealer at my old school. So then Allie's like, oh, I'm dating Johnny, but he's a senior. And Jenna's like, no, too old for me. How about you, Claire Bear? And Claire's like
I love how they panned over to Allie's face, like giving the side eye, being like, Claire Bear, what the
who the fuck is Claire Bear? You be Claire? So then Claire Bear is like, oh, like Casey. She's like, oh my God, Casey, he's so cute. I mean, don't worry about it, Claire Bear. I won't even look at him.
Oh, God.
Jenna's psychotic. I'm like, oh my God, she's crazy. So at the party, Peter comes out of the bathroom. Now he's like hype, right? He's like, oh, I'm on drugs. And Peter and Mia's like, what's wrong with him? Like, are there drugs around here? Like, what's going on? And Fiona's like, yeah, he's on crank. And I was like, I remember that book. he's on meth. I remember that book, Crank.
I also couldn't remember what crank was. I was like, is that a street name for coke? No, is it? And I couldn't, and I was like, what are they going to say the other names? 'Cause it's like classic, like educational moment. Let's drop all the names so the kids learn. When they hear it, they know it's a drug, you know?
Yeah,
Like,
he's on that ice, okay?
also, did you notice that there's, I don't know if it's this episode or the next episode, they're like in chemistry class. And I was like, is he about to make meth? Is he gonna learn how to make meth? Is that
I
gonna be his new
wish.
venture?
I
No,
wish he just
that's
like
too.
be like a Breaking Bad storyline, and he just like starts making meth.
Listen, it could have been good. He's not smart enough for that shit.
No, Peter's stupid. But yeah, he's on meth, and it reminded me of that episode of Girls when Shosh accidentally does crack. You remember that? That's so
Yeah,
funny.
the
That's so
party.
funny.
And she's
Yeah.
like, but she walks around without any bottoms on or runs around. Remember, she like takes off her underwear and her skirt.
Does she?
Yeah, she's like, and
Oh yeah. She takes off her skirt and like tight, so she's like in her panties and like running around on the street, and then that guy has to find her.
I think she doesn't have
But she's like,
anything on though.
no, she didn't see her vagina.
Oh.
But she like, yeah, she thought she was like smoking weed, and it was actually like a hit off of a crack pipe.
Yeah, a cigarette. She's like, it was
Was
actually
hilarious.
like a glass cigarette.
It's actually hilarious. Like the idea of like accidentally doing crack is so funny to me. So he's like on meth, and everyone's like, "Oh my God, he's on meth." Interesting drug choice. I guess they had already done coke with Craig, so they're like, "What's another drug?" They're like, "Meth."
I guess, okay, because at one point they are showing the like, this is you on meth website that like went viral. And so I guess it's
Oh
like,
yeah, faces of meth.
I think this time like meth was having a moment.
Yeah, I think we were talking about meth. Like, meth has always been like, it's been around for a long time. But I think, like, yeah, culturally, we were talking about meth. So, like, we need to talk about meth now. But it's just an interesting drug choice because it's like, I just feel like Coke would make more sense. But
Especially with the
sure.
rich people, like
Yeah, like, I feel like a girl like her would probably do like, or like Adderall. She's like on like
same
Adderall. I don't
thing.
think
Yeah,
she would be doing.
pills. It wouldn't be meth at a rich party. I'm sorry to be like classist, but that's like real. No one's
There's classes though when it comes to drug use for a reason, and not because like, and it's not like I think it's stupid, right? Because it's like, why do we have this hierarchy of drugs? But it's like, yeah, I just feel like it made more sense that she'd be doing coke, this character, than
Or
like
really anything
meth,
other than meth.
right? But yeah, she's like, he's off that ice, you know. So at the apartment, he's amped up. It's next morning. Mia's like, "Oh my God, did you sleep?" I'm like, "No, he's on meth. Like, of course not. He's up. He's
Honestly.
up all night." He's been playing like Guitar Hero. He
No,
might have had a couple of
it's a
those for.
gun game. It's
Oh,
like
really?
it looks like an arcade game because he has it's one of those guns that's like attached, wired to the controller. Or
Honestly,
the station.
he probably was winning.
Yeah,
Craig
I
was
was
doing
like,
really well.
again, I wasn't sure. I was like, oh, how is this episode gonna end? Like, why of all the games to be playing, like, why do we have a gun? Like,
Yeah.
this show, we should be playing with this theme. Okay, come on.
True. It's like we've been through enough at this show. Like someone literally just got shot like two episodes ago. He's on meth, and Mia's like, he's like, "Oh, I thought it was coke." And she's like, "That's any better?" I'm like, "Mia, you're a model. You've done coke. Shut up." Like,
Girl,
Mia.
you
Mia,
were
like that night when you did a threesome with the, I'm like, "You guys were doing
hello.
coke. You were doing coke that night too. Like, what the fuck? Like, stop lying to me, Mia."
Know. I know.
Mia, we're all adults here. I mean, like, you guys are children, but I am an
Yeah.
adult. Like, don't play with me. But Mia's like, "Oh my God, I can't believe you did drugs. Like, don't ever do this again." But of course, now he's gonna be like hooked on it. He's gonna be like, hooked on it. Like, I think he does it again. No, he doesn't do it again yet. He's gonna like start doing meth. And it's
Right,
like,
but he has more that he has, but he contemplates taking it now, but he just keeps it for
yeah.
later in case.
Yeah, and I'm like, I don't know. Like again, Degrassi is like about to do the trope of like, now this person's an addict. And I'm like, Peter's defense. He did do meth accidentally. Come on. Like he thought he doesn't do coke. He was feeling away. Realistically, Peter would have done coke probably one time and never done it again. And be like, that was dumb. He accidentally did
Peter?
meth, and now they're like, and now he does meth. Oh, that's not true. Peter definitely like gets into coke. But like, I don't think Peter necessarily becomes an act. I think Peter does
Right.
coke sometimes. Like, I'm
Right.
like let's like he like yeah, he's gonna do coke sometimes. Like later in his life.
Yeah. But the
But
spiraling
yeah.
on the streets, like having like full psychosis that within 24 hours
in
is a
a
lot.
day. It was like, I was like, guys, let's cool our jets. Like, I know it's Degrassi. I know we love to do like a quick, like, and now this person's life is ruined, but like, come on now. At least they did us a courtesy with Craig of like his addiction happening off screen. So it's like, okay, like he's probably been doing it for a while. He comes back. This is a bit ridiculous. But I'm loving it. But that's the end of the first episode.
Well, we get into part two, media immersion class. Peter is hungover and on a come down the next day. I wrote down,
He should
I
do more
could.
meth.
I
Just do
wrote down
more.
because I couldn't remember his
It's
name, the gay boy, but it's Riley.
not the gay boy.
I do that when I'm taking notes. If I can't remember someone's name right in the moment, I'll just describe them and I'm like, oh, I'll hear it later. And then I never go back and edit. They're chatting, and Peter is looking up on the computer, trying to figure out passport stuff, trying to figure out, while being hungover, how to go to Paris in the next few days. And obviously, he's not looking too well. Declan shows up and is like, hey, bud, you doing okay after all that meth last night? And Riley's like, what the
Honestly, Declan is hilarious. Like, Declan's like, hey, babe, like, coming down from the mess.
Like, yeah, my cousin Vicky's crazy. You should never take
Yeah, my
drugs from
cousin
her.
Victoria.
God. And then Riley goes, he's like, meth, you know what meth can do? And like, click, 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 goes to how meth, before and after meth photos and like finds a website. And I'm like, did they get clearance to get these people's photos on the show? Because they got real
I think there
people
were some
on those
actors
photos.
like they made up.
I don't
I don't think it
know.
was the real site because the real site it's Faces of Meth, and that wasn't Faces of Meth.
Yeah, but I think it's a different website, but I think they have real photos of like meth people.
I hope not. That would be so me like fucked up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But do it so the teens know not to do it.
Yeah, Riley's like, don't do meth, do poppers. Like,
Hello, do performance
dummy.
enhancing drugs instead.
Like me.
Yeah,
Like
it's
my
not a
dick is so
drug.
small now.
Yeah. Ooh.
Yeah.
Also,
I love I'm not gonna lie though, I do love a one episode drug problem. Like it's so fun.
I mean, it's delightful. It's
Yeah.
lovely.
Yeah.
It's like a poor man's intervention, you know?
Oh yeah. Yeah. I wish that the actor Jamie Johnson had watched some of the episodes of Intervention to really like understand how people on meth behave because he really isn't. He's like, it's like that's not how people on meth are like. They're not like jumping around. Like it's not like that. It's like, it's
I
more like I
know.
was talking to Evan when we're watching it. I was like, he wouldn't have been at his apartment like playing a shoot 'em up game. He would have been trying to like peel the wallpaper off of
Yeah.
every wall in his apartment. It's like it's not really
Yeah.
like that. Like he's not jumping on like the curb. He would have been like, I don't know. He would have been like trying to write like his masterpiece.
Yeah, it's giving more so like he's just high, like he's just a general high, not necessarily tweaking.
Yeah, it's, or he's just like he's hyper. Like he just like, oh,
Yeah, it looks like
like are you
he's on
hyper?
coke
Like,
or something.
or like I don't know. I feel like he just even like he's like on. He drank a lot of coffee. Like he drank too much
Yeah.
coffee. It's not giving meth. It's giving like, oh, you just had one too many cups of coffee.
It's you know what it's giving.
It's good. Saved by the Bell.
Oh no. It's giving Spinner when fucking Jimmy took his ADHD.
Thing is, it's not giving meth, it's giving ADHD.
It's giving Spinner not taking his ADHD meds. That's what it's giving. Okay.
Right. Someone be like, I think that. Peter is just neurodivergent. I don't think that he's on meth.
Listen, okay.
You're so right, though.
Okay, so we get to Miss Kwan's class, and what's the
Still,
book?
that actress is still employed. I love it. I'm like, yes, girl. She's still getting that Degrassi pet.
And
Love
what
it.
literature are they reading today to then highlight the plot line that's being shown?
I actually missed it. What were they reading?
I don't even know if it's literature, but it's My Fair Lady.
Oh yeah, that's literature. My Fair Lady, what's that have to do?
Because Blue is trying to change Holly J into like a more put
I'm
together
stupid.
woman.
Oh yeah, he's like, talk like this, and she's like, oi, mate, I'm a bitch.
Flowers for sale.
Sick. The sky sparkling blue.
Damn blue.
You're so right. I missed that. I missed that. Blue's like,
Honestly,
yeah,
the
he's trying to
only
My Fair
reason I
Lady her.
saw it, because I was like, Miss Kwan, what is she teaching today? And then I paid attention. So.
I need to pay attention more. But no, the way that I was so on Holly J's side this whole episode, I was like, no, let her be a cunt.
Same,
That's
same.
who
I was
she
like,
is.
blue is oh, what's the fuck? I feel like I like can't fucking think on this podcast. I feel like I sound so dumb each time. I'm like, what's this
No.
thing called? What do we call men that are like terrible? Like there's so
Men.
many names for it. There's so many names
Just
for
men.
it. The men that are like trying to like
Incels?
incels. There we go. Thank you.
Okay.
This is why you host this podcast with me. Okay. He's
I
giving
mean, in your
incel.
defense, it is the end of the day for you, and I'm just getting sorted.
That's true. That's
Ooh,
true.
she's starting. That's me.
Blue is giving incel like, ooh, outspoken woman, let's rein her in, you know? Like,
Ooh, that's true though. He is giving
yeah.
like let me just, behind every strong woman is a man pulling the strings. I'm like, whoa, Blue, chill.
Yeah, because at first I was like, oh, like, because the way they were painting him beforehand, right up until this season, was like, oh, like Holly J is like, you know, she's putting on a front, and Blue is here to kind of like be like the person that she could be herself around. And then this
Yeah.
episode, they're like, oh no, Blue is like, oh, I see you as this version, and you need to this be this version.
Yeah, he's actively trying to change my good sis, and I'm like, hands off of her.
Exactly.
Get your little sticky hands off of my girl. Like, she's who she is. She's Holly J. Her name's Holly J, not Holly.
The way that he calls her Holly,
Sicko.
gives her he makes no, this is red flag number one. Any teenage boy that is making a scrapbook and drawing pictures of you to give you as a gift, you may think it's romantic, but the thing is, it's a red flag. Any teenage boy that's dedicating that much time is gonna
Has a
skin you.
manifesto. He has a manifesto somewhere.
He is gonna motherfucking kill you, skin you alive, keep you in the fucking. He's gonna fucking silence of the lambs of you. He's gonna wear
Yeah,
you.
he's gonna be like that. What's the name? Like Carl Tendler. It was that like doctor who like was in love with this girl, and then she died from tuberculosis, which is very chic. And then he took her skin and like, or like, he took her body and made her into like a doll and like had her like living
And
in his
dressed her up and
house
hung out with her. Yeah.
and
That's the end result
hung
of
out
Blue.
with her. Sorry, like he just like, hung out with her.
But like he would like just like sit and hang out with her.
And
And
like he has like sex with her, right? Like he has sex with a doll
yeah.
with
I
parts
think
of it. Yeah,
anytime
it's
I
fucked
heard
up.
about it, that wasn't brought up, but it's like, I think we all know what happened there.
Yeah, he
Or
like
I
fucked
think
her.
we all
But
know.
like it's fucked up. But like, yeah, no, Blue is giving that. He's like, oh, her beautiful red hair. And he's like trying to like wear
She's
it.
a superwoman. Just like in this picture I drew of her.
Look at
Holly.
her. Holly, I love your article clipping. Look, I collected articles of your trauma and I put it in a book just for you to look at.
You're a hero. And it's like, this was a very sad time for me. Like, maybe.
Also, I'm like in love with Spinner. So like yeah, Blue's creepy.
Yeah, but I listen.
I don't know what's
She
wrong with me. I just thought like Blue is short for Bluford. Like that's his full name.
also a white boy with the name Blue, sketchy.
No, Blue Cantrell.
No, but that's a woman.
I know.
but
His
like
mom loved that singer.
white boy with the name Blue is like,
That's not his name. His name is like Jason. He
I
gave that
know,
name to himself. You know he
but
did.
that's even scarier. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, it's harder for the cops to find him because they're like looking for Jason, but everyone calls him Blue.
The real problematic white boy in this episode is Blue, not Peter.
Damn.
Plot twist. Okay. We get to the hallway. Mrs. Jones or Miss Jones, Mia's mom, Izzy are there saying goodbye to the principal because she's leaving school, which so they somehow needed to go meet with the principal. And they see Peter while he's leaving, and Izzy is like, "Peter, you look rough. You tired, boy. You are not looking right." He's like, "Oh, I'm getting ready to go drop off my transcript request. You know, I'm figuring out this passport thing. You know, we're gonna be in Paris together. We won't have your dumb little daughter with us. We're gonna have a real relationship finally." What could go wrong?
Little daughter.
And Mia is dumb as hell because she's like, "Oh my gosh, Peter, he's really got his shit together. Look at that. He did meth once and he's turning around. Look at that."
Honestly, if he had done meth, he might have been up all night trying to get that visa process done. He would have gotten that visa one night.
So,
Nailed the interview.
win win.
Yeah.
Holly J is very stressed out for the beach bash. And Blue is there trying to help, supposedly. There's kids asking lots of questions, making requests, and Blue is encouraging her, being like, "Hey, like, you're a changed woman since the incident." And I'm like, "A changed woman? Oh, what do you mean by that?" And he's encouraging her that he should be able to show this side of her now to the other students.
You know what I like about this story? I
Yeah.
like that they're kind of deconstructing what I think we're expecting. It's like, oh, Holly J has this traumatic experience, so now that's gonna be what changes her. But actually, it's just Blue trying to, and then she ends up being like, no, I'm still me. Like, I mean, we've seen Holly J soften, but I like that we've got to see her soften over time. And it's not like, oh, this bad thing happens to her, and now she's gonna be nice. It's like, no, why do you think that just because this fucked up thing happened, what, she had a gun to her face, now she's gonna be different? I mean, she could, but like, leave her alone. Like,
I didn't
she's,
think about
listen.
that. That's
Yeah, I think that's actually smart
that
for Blue asking.
is.
Damn, that was shady. It was smart though.
Peter goes to band practice, but he ends up ditching it because he announces that he's moving to Paris, and he's telling Sav that he and Mia are going to be happy there together, so there's no real point in him participating in the band. But Sav is, slightly worried. He's like, "Bruh, like, you good? Like, what's, this is a very sudden change. Like, one minute you're very excited about our up and coming career, and now you're completely ditching us. And you don't look good, bruh. You look rough." And we're kind of observing that Peter is going through a hangover. It looks like he's. I recently watched Dope Sick Love again, and
Yes, of course.
it's giving Sebastian, okay? It's giving Sebastian, and like wandering through the streets like looking for something, and I want better for Peter.
Calling up John's to be like, I'm time for my butt washing. I love
The thing
that
is,
fucking movie.
that Peter goes from doing meth one time to Sebastian Dope Sick Love, and that's unrealistic, Degrassi. But honestly, I'm glad that it's happening to Peter because Peter fucking deserves it.
Yeah, I think Peter like by Peter does give Sebastian. He's also like blonde and like skinny. Like I could see him like I could see him just, like walking around in no shirt. Just like
Listen,
doing meth
he.
in like people's like apartment like hallway.
Mia leaves him for Paris, and he's like, "Well, I got nothing else going on."
Yep.
The beach bash is being decorated. Holly J is turning down students left and right who have ideas for how the beach bash can be better, but Blue encourages her to give these students a chance, and is like, "Hey, you can do it. Like, we can make this thing great. Like, don't shut everybody down." And so Holly J's on the surface, Blue seems like an encouraging person. That's like the balance, like, oh, we're the yin and the yang. We balance each other out. Opposites attract. And so I feel
Right.
like at first she's like, oh, he's like bringing out the good in me. Like, look at that. Ugh, if only she's gonna
No, it's
learn though.
dark sided. He's like talking for her and like telling people like, yeah, no, like she'll do that. And it's like, but I did not say I would do that.
We're at the photo shoot with Mia. She's with a French photographer, which means it's high fashion.
Girl, he's from Quebec. He's from Quebec, like shit. He's like, yeah, turn this way. I'm like, you're not even from Paris. Like, you're literally from Montreal. Shut up.
But dusty ass Peter shows up with some takeout food and is like, "Mia, Mia, I'm over here." And he is not well. Listen, I think he's already on drugs again, but it's not clear yet. But he did a little bumping outside. He causes a scene, crashing things and knocking things over, and gets himself kicked out. And Mia's like, "Well, he'll be better by Paris, I guess. It's only
Girl,
gonna get worse."
you think they got meth over in Paris?
He's gonna be
Oh.
fucking on hair. No, he likes uppers. I was about to say he's gonna be fucking nodding off, but
Girl,
he's an upper guy.
they call Paris the city of lights because they keep the lights on because you up all night doing meth.
Hello.
I love the thing that like, Paris is like infrastructure is like, yes, we keep the lights on for the tweakers. So that they can see.
Exactly. We're accommodating here.
Yes, we are a caretaker society.
We have first-hand experience here, Miss French Study Abroad.
Maybe. I saw many a tweaker out on the streets of Paris, and how we say, you have to accommodate the people and make sure they are doing okay. So we
Exactly.
keep the lights on. It's why the Eiffel Tower twinkles at night so they can see where they are
Exactly.
going. It is like
Exactly.
a, it is like a, how do you say, a beacon for them in the night.
Was lovely.
You.
As someone that knows nothing, I'm like, listen, I could believe that you're French.
Oh my God. We got thank you.
It's like one of those things where I'm like, I can't tell the difference between a real and a fake accent. If it's like done remotely well, I'm like, that's authentic. Sure.
Oh my God, that pretty much explains why you laugh at anything I say. 'Cause I'm like, she doesn't even know
You are funny, so that helps though.
difference. Oh, thank you so much.
Well, Mia finishes up her photo shoot. She comes by Peter's apartment. And he is tweaking. He is all over the place. Again, not necessarily meth tweaking, it appears, but he's on some stuff.
Yeah, he on some stuff. He sure
And
is.
he starts dissing her and her modeling career and making her feel terrible. She calls him out and be like, "Are you on drugs?" It's like, girl, you should have known when you walked into the apartment. Okay.
What do you think? Like, I'm literally like itching my skin all over. It's not
Yeah,
because my skin is dry. You've seen me
exactly.
moisturize before. Like, I'm tweaking.
But she
Yeah.
tells him,
My nephew acts like that sometimes. I joke, my sister, I'm like, Christian is like tweaking. Like for when he likes cheese, he's really into cheese. So it's just like, you can't, once like when you take the cheese out, you have to hide it from him because like, he like, cheese. He's like, freaking out. Like he literally is like tweaking for cheese. It's crazy.
Listen.
He loves Colby Jack.
Listen, he knows he's a man, not a man, he's a child of fine taste, okay?
Yeah. So. What I'm saying is I relate like to Mia because I've been around a toddler. I like this scene because they it's filmed on handheld. So it's gonna show like how gritty and real it is. Cause it's like, oh, it's like chaos. Like,
Yeah.
oh man. It's like that scene in like 13 when she realizes that her daughter is like, when she's like, no bras, no panties, no bras. And she's like, oh my God, my daughter's out of hands. It's very much that. And Mia's like,
Yes.
ah.
Yes. Exactly. We get to the next day at school at Degrassi, and Peter has not slept at all. He is outside on the curb, jumping on the curb, jumping off the curb, jumping on the curb, jumping off the curb. And Sav sees him and is like, "Hey, Peter, you okay?" Sav is so sheltered at this moment. He has no idea what the fuck is going on. He's like, Peter seems
Oh.
different. Something's off. I don't know. Huh.
I love Savas, like such like a sweet, like innocent child. He's just like,
I know.
Yeah.
But he's kind of like, something's off. Oh well, let me go inside. We're at the Beach Bash ticket table. Holly J is getting more and more suggestions for what should be happening at the Beach Bash, including Connor and Casey. Connor is fully like, he's entering into his new era, you know? He's got some confidence. He's on the basketball team. He grew up a little bit. He's a little bit taller. He's about the same height as Casey now. And he's kind of like filling out into his body, the actor. And so I think
He's like
he's,
stretching because before he kind of had
yes.
like saw how like a kind of cheeks, like kind of like a little baby
Yeah.
fat, but now he's like growing, so it's like, you know.
Yes. Yeah. The way that like when Aubrey Graham went from like Jimmy with a bad hairline to like Jimmy with like actually going to a proper barber, you know, that kind of shift is happening. But Holly J's pissed off because she's like, listen, these people are stressing me the fuck out. This is not a fun job anymore. And Anya, a real friend, and honestly, I don't know why Anya is still friend with Holly J because I would never forget when Holly J called her out for being dyslexic in front of the whole damn class.
She's like, girl,
Okay.
everybody knows you're dyslexic. What's the problem? But you
Girl.
know, since then there was the whole bullying thing. So then Anya came around and was like, oh,
All
like
right.
she's like really, you know, like she was gonna hurt herself. And like, I love her now. We're friends.
Yeah. But Anya's like, listen, you're never gonna be happy. You weren't happy before and you're not happy now. So what's got to give? And Holly's like, wow, you're sure that's true. Danny and Sav are worried about Peter and they're kind of chatting about him openly. And Declan, the demon that he is, honestly, his name should be Damien.
It should
Like,
be.
missed opportunity, Degrassi. He swoops in to tell him that, hey, you know, it was Crank. He's on that crank. That's why he's acting that way. And Sav is like, Crank? I did a report on that. That's the bad stuff. You know, like, oh God. They try calling Peter, but he's dodging calls. He's asleep on the couch. But, you know, he's nowhere to be seen. We get to
Yeah,
the
because on the
beach.
streets of Toronto.
We get to the Beach Bash, and this reminded me of fucking Princess Diaries, Stupid Cupid with Mandy Moore.
Oh yeah, when he like when he sets up the kiss so like the
Yes.
paparazzi will see him.
Oh, no, I need to watch that movie. I fucking love that movie
I
so
love
much.
that movie. I love Anne Hathaway. Anne Hathaway is having like a renaissance right now. Like,
No.
isn't it crazy how people used to hate her?
I never really got that. I was late onto the
Because you're
train.
black. Because you're black. I knew that white women could be like so demonic to each other when like Anne Hathaway was hated. I was like, what do you mean you half a hate is a thing? What is that? She's beautiful and she is talented and she seems like a lovely person. Why do you hate
Exactly.
her? Like, oh, I don't know why I hate her. I just do. I'm like, you guys are like, that's how I know you can't get too close to white women because I'm like, y'all are evil. I'm kidding, not really, but like still, it was like, it's getting mean,
Yeah.
girl. Like,
It's
why do you hate her?
no, it's like the fucking the guitar singing girl where it's like something's off. Yeah. I'm My the hairs on the back of my neck are standing up. Like you're my like first reaction is like you're not a safe white woman. I don't know why yet, but there's something.
Ooh, that's exactly it. Like, yeah, if you are ever were a white woman who hated Anne Hathaway, like you could have never, like, you're not a safe white woman to me. 'Cause like, what do you mean? You don't
Girl.
like her. Oh, she tries too hard. So you don't
Okay.
want a woman to work hard at her craft and be good at it? Is that what you're telling me?
Also, I have a quick story time
Yes.
about an example of how this even happens. So, there was like a few, maybe like a year ago, I met with friends at a bar and it was like an open mic comedy night. And there's
Okay.
this woman that came on to do her little, it's like it's to do like a small little set. So she was a small, petite, blonde woman, American, and she was dressed in like, I called her like a Barbie suit because she was wearing like a pant suit, a pant jacket, suit jacket, suit, pants, but it was like platinum pink, like Barbie.
Okay.
And she was blonde, and I was just like, oh, that's interesting. And then I could kind of tell that she was drunk and kind of stumbling through her set. And I was like, oh, that's not great. And
Yeah.
then as I kind of observed her the rest of the night, I was like, oh, she seems problematic. So jump fast forward to about like a few months ago. My friend is telling me about the situation that was happening. So this woman is drunk at a bar one night and goes up to this brown person. And another situation that's like hair on the back of your neck standing up, white woman, alert, alert, be afraid, is when a drunk white woman who doesn't know you at all approaches you at a bar trying to start up a conversation. Nothing good ever comes out of that situation when they take,
No.
when they like approach a brown person drunk in a bar to start up a conversation. Honestly, of
Yeah.
any genders, any white person that's approaching a brown person, a person of color, it's never going to end well. Something bad's going to happen. So this woman
Right.
goes up to this, I would say Southeast Asian presenting person. And goes, what kind of Indian are you? Drunk in a
Ooh.
bar. And then he's like, just like trying to get out of the conversation. And then eventually she goes, oh, you know, I'm 1/16th Cherokee.
Oh, Lord.
And then, so this whole situation happens. It, surprise, surprise, nothing good comes out of the conversation.
Right.
She's dating the owner of the bar. The owner of the bar gets confronted by the guy that's that the brown guy that's being asked, what kind of Indian are you? And he approaches the owner of the bar and is like, yo, come check your girl. She's like really problematic. Like she need to come handle this. And he decides to try and handle it on behalf of his girlfriend and is like, well, you know, she is white passing. She or no, not white passing. She's what is it called when you, is it white passing? Is that a thing? No, it's not a thing. He's like, oh, she's white presenting, or she's like, she
Oh, but his point is like, oh, she's like a person of color, though.
because she's a 16th Cherokee, which I'm like, also, that's like the case in point thing that every white person says to
Every
say
white
that
person
there's
claims to
something.
be.
But it's always
Also, like,
Cherokee, the most popular
it's always
thing,
she.
tribe that people know, nation that people
I know
know.
it's always Cherokee. I suspect that it's going to be Osage now because Killers of the Flower Moon came out, so now white people know there's other Native Americans. Like, oh, I'm 1/16 Osage Nation. It's like, oh my God, get out of here. Yeah, no, that's crazy. I just, it's like the audacity to also like be living in Asia and then just be like racist against Asian people. It's like, that's weird. Here, you don't have to be here.
The worst situations have all happened here. I think there is something about like because there's like fewer I don't know what exactly the situation is, but for white people, this is a safer place for them to say whatever the fuck.
Just be like openly racist.
Or like, no, not it's like openly racist, but like this is because like this is a, oh, we're all foreigners here, and so we're kind of in this situation, and so this is my opportunity to ask you these questions that I've been wanting to ask a black person all my life.
Or like they're removing themselves from like the context of like global white
Yes.
supremacy. So it's like, oh, well, I'm not in America, so therefore I'm like, because I'm like also like, you know, I'm like you, I'm like a foreigner, I'm an outsider. So like we're kind of on the same level. And it's like, no, you're still a white person, even if you're in China. Like you don't stop being white once you got to China.
It is the, I would say like every problematic like coworker or every problematic person that like is racist and approach you at the bar, that's like most situations I run into here with white people. I would say that happens more often here than it does anywhere else.
Oh.
But I also think I'm also around a lot more white people where I'm the only black or brown person. So it's like they're a minority compared to Chinese people, but they're a majority when it comes to like foreigners. So there's not a lot of non-white.
Yeah. Yeah,
It's a whole
if black
thing.
people are like 13% America, like it's minuscule in China. So like it makes sense that you probably like would end up just being around more white people who are foreign, because like that's just what the
Oh,
makeup is.
and then
Like,
if there's two of us, then we're like an attraction for you to come talk to.
the white people to you and
Yeah,
like a
they're
black
like,
friend.
but they're just strangers at a bar. They just want to, like, you know that meme of like the white
Cha.
guy going up to the black girl at the hot tub? That is every interaction I've ever had at like the pubs. That not everywhere, but like the types of pubs, if you catch my drift, the pubs, the European
I wish
pubs.
you guys could see Lauren. She's like leaning into the camera, like one eye's like squinted and one's like really big, and she's saying like
The
the pub.
rugby teams have arrived. The football re league is there at the pub. Yeah, it is the European in all senses of the word. But all
Oh,
that
you
to
know,
say,
Europeans love to play like, oh, we're not race. We are not racist. We don't have that race shit here. And I'm like, yes, you do. You just don't talk about it. It actually makes you, honestly, I feel like the most like open racism I've seen has been from Europeans and white Americans. Like white Americans be racist too, but at the very least, I think we have the social pretense of like, you can't say that. They're like, they'll say anything. I'm like, and
And
like,
they
no,
like
that
to go up to black people and start up those conversations in China. They love it. They love it. They love it. They love it.
I'm like Sven, if you don't get the fuck out of my face. I
And
decided he's Swedish in this scenario.
then they're like, "Oh, you Americans, you take everything. You're so sen every the argument is always that you're so sensitive about everything, you Americans. That's why white people can't say the N-word, and then they say the N-word. It's a whole thing. Oh God.
Girl,
But
you better than
yes,
me. You better than me.
again, I there's just certain places I just don't go anymore because you're more likely to have these. Case in point, this will be the end of the story. Case in point, my friend Rachel, my lovely white friend Rachel, she has some friends that I love hanging out with, but if there are certain birthday party gatherings, hey, we're going out for a night out, and I'm going to be the black person there, I won't go because we're going to the pubs. We're going to the European places, you know? And it's
Oh my
just,
God.
I just learned my lesson, you know? I just learned my
I need to come visit you so I can be your buffer.
I mean, the thing is, but Sadiq, we're going to be out there and then we're going to be approached. That's the thing.
Oh, but Lauren, you also know I'm your mouthy friend. So there's our fight.
I hope our first
That
interaction
is
is
our
with
fight.
some white male South Africans because they're the worst. Surprise, surprise, they're
No,
the
as soon as I hear a white person going, y'all, I'm like, get the fuck out, get away from me, get away from me. I gotta hear
it's
someone say, y'all,
yeah.
I hightail it out of there.
Yeah. Can you
I feel
guys
like
tell that
that's
I
like, you know,
recently had
that's
this
like,
interaction? Can you tell?
oh, I'm sure you did. I hear that shit, I become like that cartoon. You see a puff of smoke and I'm just like running. Oh,
Yeah.
sorry.
So I'm just slightly
Sorry to any
triggered.
white South Africans who listen to this podcast, but you know what I mean.
No, but the thing is that they fucking know. Because I
No.
do have white South African friends here. Now, I'll give that single. I have one white South African friend here. Let me rephrase that. But
I have white South African friend.
the thing is, they are the worst. They are the worst. Quote end quote, black people were better before apartheid ended. Why you having this conversation with me, sir? Why do you need to tell me that? Ooh, ooh, ooh. You're a stranger
Child,
to me. I
you're a
just
stranger.
met you
Like, what
30
does that got
seconds
to do with
ago.
me? I'm like, one, you're wrong, but two, what does that have to do with me? Did I tell y'all South African? Like, what? Okay, so leave me alone.
Again, they're like, ooh, black person. Now's my time. So yeah, just slightly triggered by the
Time for me
growth
to
that
give my defense of the apartheid system to a stranger. Like,
yeah, I'm triggered by Peter. I'm triggered by Blue. I'm triggered by this white girl with a guitar. I'm like,
by Jenna. Yeah. No, Jenna definitely gives like reverse racism.
yeah. And I'm like, what's about to come out of their mouth? Something's coming. Yeah, sorry guys,
Yeah,
slightly triggered, but you know, I. Okay, let's get back to the episode.
where were we anyway?
Okay, the beach batch is in full
Okay.
swing. Jenna is
Yes.
strumming her guitar, Taylor Swift. She is checking out Casey singing, making googly eyes at Claire's man, and Claire's like, "Casey, we got to go over here. Let's go." She takes her away.
Yeah.
She's clocking fucking Jenna. She sees what's happening.
Yeah, Jenna's got her slinky lingerie on.
She sure does. She sure
It's
does.
an inside joke, but Lauren knows what I mean.
I sure do. It's giving that. Holly J is overwhelmed by all the crusts, and Blue is no help. He's like, Holly J, we gotta go. This is over here. Here we go. And while all this is happening, the Stoods come on stage to perform, but Peter's not there. So it's up to Sav to step up. But he sings well, he performs well, and everyone's going crazy.
Yeah, Sav's killing it.
While we're getting the vocals of Sav singing the song, we are getting a montage of Peter this is when Sebastian comes out. Sebastian is wandering the streets of Toronto and he approaches a man on the street. And he gestures him to go inside. And then we see that Peter's now tweaking on the streets of Toronto, crashing into places, Moma's getting run over, no coat on, it's freezing. And he wanders into the beach bash, which I'm like, aren't there teachers there, like watching the door? Where's Mr. Simpson?
Yeah,
Okay.
like Peter is clearly not doing well. Cause he doesn't wander. He like crashes into the beach bash. He's like literally, he's a little like meth monster.
Truly. And he's like, he's storming onto the stage, being like, you guys, you are doing this without me. How dare you? And he's like trying to get them to sing a new song. Shantae is vlogging the entire
She's
fucking thing.
living. He's trying to sing, what is it? Shared custody, shared
Yeah.
custody. Yeah. Which like honestly is perfect. It's appropriate music for like the state he's in right now. I'm like, that
I
actually is like good.
know.
Yeah, but Shantae got the camera out. She's like, oh my God.
She's
She's
getting
like
TMZ with a fucking flashlight cam. Like,
it's giving TMZ.
Peter, what's going on? Tell us how you're doing. Like, she is. Listen, she'll have a great career.
She
Troublesome,
will.
but great career.
I'm like, girl, you were a stop for Peter punch your ass out.
Terrifying.
Yeah.
Blue confronts Holly and he's like, girl, the girls are fighting. We need to get this shit under lock, okay? Like, and Holly J is like, listen, okay, Blue, I know I'm doing everything wrong. Like I can't do anything right, but like now's not the time for me to fix it. I'm gonna sit here and eat this fucking taco, and you can leave me alone. So please go. And I love that for her.
Yeah, she wanted to eat her taco. She's like, fuck off.
Yeah. Fucking Anya was the only one being like, here, girl, here's some food. And Holly's like, oh, I haven't eaten all day. And Blue's like, girl, we got things to do. We got
They're
things to
fighting. And
do.
I'm like, and I'm also like, Blue, why don't you do something about it? Like if like also what is Blue's role? Is he just like, I am just
Hello.
like her like counsel or something? Like, what is your thing? Like, are you in
Yeah.
school whatchamacallit, or is he just like go, I don't go call a teacher. Like, why does she have, why is she just to break up a fight? Like
Exactly.
she's like
Useless.
5'2". Like, let her eat her taco,
Yeah.
dummy.
Peter ends up leaving. He stumbles out of the high school again with no one stopping him. So I'm
I
like,
also love when he stumbles out. She's like counting the money. He stumbles out. She looks over and she's like, ugh. She just keeps counting her money.
you know, listen,
I'm like,
Holly.
yes, Holly J is so unbothered. She's like, I'm not dealing with that.
She's like, I really wanted this power, but now there's the responsibility, and I got a lot on my plate, girl. I got a lot on my plate. Peter's wandering the streets of Toronto. Everyone's trying to call him, but he's not picking up the phone. But finally, Riley calls, and Peter picks up, and he's like, "Hey guys, yeah, I think I OD'd. I don't know where I am. Can you come get me?" He's like, he's again, quote unquote,
Not well.
tweaking, but like, just not, yeah, not doing well. It's Riley, Spinner, and I think Sav and Danny. They go drive and pick him up. He almost dies and gets run over. which I'm like, just end it. Just get him run over and then end his character, please. Gosh.
Oh, I tell you, so much happens to me in this one episode. It's so funny.
My gosh. Ugh.
Forgot that he almost got run over by a truck.
But they drop him back off at his apartment, and Spinner and Riley stay with him that night. And Peter says, yeah, I'm so messed up. And Spinner's like, hey, drink some water. I think you're dehydrated. And I'm like, oh, is this like a little like teaching moment? Like, oh, meth makes you dehydrated or something?
I mean, honestly, probably. And I was watching this with Evan, and like Spinner's hands in a sling. It like throughout this episode, I'm just like split explaining to Evan like different characters and their backstories. So like I've already told him, like, oh yeah, that's girl Holly J. She was held hostage recently. And then it's Spinner. He's like, drink some water. I'm like, oh yeah, this guy, his hands in a sling because he just got shot during the hostage situation. He's like, what? And there's just nothing more fun than like telling people plot lines in Degrassi who don't watch the show because they're just like, are you crazy? I'm like, yeah, this is what the show is.
I did that today too. I was like, oh, I'm recording tonight, and they're like, oh, where are you? And I was like, you don't know, but if you remember when Manny flashed the camera, she's like, I'm gonna be famous. The guy holding the camera, that's Peter. He's on meth. She's like, damn. She's like, where's Manny?
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't know where Manny is. I don't know. She's
She's
gonna
like
pop up.
a actress. She's an actress now with Kevin Smith. She's in a movie. She
She's
did get
famous.
famous. She actually is famous though.
It's very difficult, which I'm sure that our listeners know all too well with their people in their life being like, what the fuck are you watching?
Oh, definitely.
Okay, so we get to the beach bash cleanup, which I'm like, they poured sand on the fucking gym floor. Like, they took this way too hard.
Too way too far.
And it reminded me of like high school dances when they would put like trash bags on the floor with like all sorts of bodily fluids at the end of the night.
Oh Lord.
You know what they need? Because I've been watching The Office recently. They need an Abbott Elementary, but an Abbott High School teacher comedy, but like dealing with teenagers, but I need a dance episode.
That would be hilarious, especially if it's supposed to be like a Degrassi type. So it's like you live in a school that inexplicably has so much drama, and you're just like the regular teacher who's like trying to keep kids from getting pregnant
Like what it
constantly.
I need, and also like I need a documentary form of this show as well. Like I need to have an interview with high school teachers. Like what is it like when you're chaperoning a dance and you accidentally make eye contact with one of your students who's like grinding on another one of your students? What is that like?
I would end it all. That would be my 13th reason.
Because I also never remember seeing any teachers like in that dark gym. So like
Well, because
they
they never went on the dance floor. They always stood like very much on the outside perimeter. So like when you were in the thick of like the middle of the hot, sweaty teenage grind pit, they couldn't see us. They couldn't see it inside. It was dark, so they couldn't actually see anything. All they could see is on the outside. So like, and they weren't gonna go in there.
No,
Like
yeah,
they
but
just kind
what
of
if
stood
they
there. So
like
like,
if there's like a break in the cluster and they have like the I just need an interview to know what they see. But also like I need it done in a way that's not creepy of them talking about what it's like their students grinding at each other. I need a
right.
perfect balance, but I need to know.
That's why I'm very curious about Gen Z, because they are a lot more I think puritanical in that way. I'm like, yeah, we were just like, it was like Sodom and Gomorrah in that, like, even just thinking about it, I can like, I'm sweating, I feel hot, like not hot like hot and bothered, but like it was
Physically,
suffocating. It was
yeah.
just like physically like sick. And then at the end, everyone would like leave the dance and no one's looking at each other, and everyone's just like, their hair is all like sweated out and it looks
Like sweated
crazy.
out
Like little Bob,
always.
and like looking just like crazy because you just did something insane in the middle of the dance floor and now we have to act like nothing happened.
Yeah. So what is that like when you like see your fu like I just need to know. I need to know. But it made me think in this moment when Holly's cleaning up the beach bash, what is it like to clean up after a high school dance? Like, what do you see on the floor?
Use condom probably.
I know, like condoms, like multiple. You probably
Sick.
see underwear. You probably see shoe, like so many shoes, tracks of hair.
Not a whole extension.
I mean, definitely
I
like
mean,
some
yeah.
clip-ons at least.
A little clip-on fell out,
Yeah,
yeah. Oh.
I mean the amount of like okay, sorry, this is my last little tidbit. You know those, have you ever seen those TikToks or those reels of like the nostalgia high school like home videos where it's like high school in 2006 and it's like oh my gosh, that was like what high school looked like.
Right, yeah.
I need a home video with terrible lighting, I'm sure, but I need a home video of dances, but specifically a girl grinding on a guy and then the guy leaning back so far that his friends have to hold him up. Like
I don't think you're going to see that because I feel like that constitutes like child pornography.
I know, but
Yeah.
I just need to
Like you
like
could see it, but you're going to be on a list and
yeah.
you will be arrested.
It's more so like I have an envision burned into my brain, but I for some reason I need a nostalgia visual of it as well to
I
be
definitely
like
remember that happening to me though, with like a friend, with a guy holding his friend. And that was always too far for me. Like I was always fine
yeah,
with like, okay, I will
that was
grind on
slutty.
you. Like one on one, but like as soon as if I turn around, when I turn around and that was happening, I was like, oh, and I ran away because I just was like, that is too
Yeah.
much. I feel like it's group sex. I feel like I'm having a train run on me.
Yeah,
Something about that was just really like upsetting to me. I would just leave. Yeah.
and also the jarring fact that like everyone's doing this in like a suit or like a bridesmaid type dress, like
Yeah, from
that's another
Sears.
thing.
Yeah.
Sears, it's very Sears. Okay.
Like polyester doesn't breathe. Yeah, we were all
Oh,
just like, I don't know. It was a
so much
very dark
slut.
time. It's a very dark time, but I feel like a formative and necessary time for me.
Very. Like, I think I'm ready to see that as an adult, to be like, am I remembering it as that crazy? And then I feel like if I saw a visual, it would be crazier,
No,
you
it was
know?
creepy and weird. And like
Yeah.
that whole thing was like, it was a weird time.
I know. Even weirder is fucking Blue. Blue still thinks that he can change Holly, no J. And he's like, so girl, I'm here, I'm ready for your apology whenever you have it.
Yeah, Blue really is a he is a piece of work.
And Holly J, being the boss ass bitch that she is, she's like, listen, okay, I just think that this isn't gonna work out, and I can't be changed into something that I'm not. And he calls her Holly as he leaves, and she goes, it's Holly freaking J. And I was like, yeah, girl, get
She's
it.
like, it is Holly J. She can have it.
We get our last scene. Peter is at his apartment and he's face he's I sorry, I chatting. Remember iChat? Or like fucking Skype.
Yeah.
It was too standard to be Skype. Skype never worked well.
No.
But he's FaceTiming Mia and he's doing all right and back to his kind of regular sober self. And Mia's like, yeah, let's keep in touch. Hags. Like
She's like, yeah, good luck with your math.
Wish you all the best. Yeah.
Yeah,
And let's keep in touch on Facebook, okay? And
you just hear some guy off camera who's like, Mia, are you coming? And it's like, whoa, who's that?
Miss H is there and she's like, Bonjour, Mia. And Mia's decides to hang up, and we get our last shot of Nia Dobrev, and she's like posing as she hangs up, which is nice. But Miss H is like, listen, Peter, these drugs are serious. Any relapse of any kind, it's straight to rehab.
I like, is it really a, re a rehab of relapse though? Like, I think it's like if you try meth again, I'm like, I don't know. It just, they're really trying to drive home, like, oh, like Peter was like addicted to meth. I'm like, he was not. He like did meth a couple times, like, relax. But yeah,
Honestly, it could have been in a drug.
I do appreciate that they didn't like immediately be like, you're going to rehab, because I think any rehab
Yeah.
would be like, what a waste of space. And like, he's having it to do it twice. Like, no, you're fine. Like,
Yeah.
don't do it anymore though. You should go to counseling, but like, you don't have to be here.
Think the thing for Peter is that it could have been anything. It could have been alcohol. It could have been coke. It could have been really anything for him at the time. It didn't really matter what drug it was or what substance, you
Yeah.
know?
Right, exactly.
But he's like, thanks, Mom. Thanks for coming home from Regina. And there we go. Sebastian, aka Peter, is on the up and up and sober.
Yeah.
And look at that. Another motherfucking redemption storyline for ain't shit Peter, who doesn't fucking deserve it. Okay.
Yeah. I wish it was like Claire that got on meth or something. I think that'd be so funny. Can
Something
you imagine
funny.
Claire? You remember Claire on meth? That'd be so good.
Honestly, I feel like she would do Adderall to get better grades because school is too much, and then she would like do it too much, and then she would
Yeah,
be
I would
basically on
watch that.
speed. Yeah. Honestly, have they done Adderall yet?
I mean, Jimmy took Ritalin that one time.
The thing is about like the amount of people. The amount of actual teenagers taking Adderall casually,
At this time period, yeah.
like the fact that it's not more on teen television is like that's what we really need to be teaching teens about. How we
Well, I
can't
think the
be.
problem with Degrassi, which is oftentimes a problem, I think they were always just a bit off. Even though like they had like apparently consulted teens, they had teens like on the show, I feel like they were always a bit off of the thing they wanted to portray. So it's like you're showing meth, but I'm like, I feel like Adderall actually would make more sense of this time period. And it's, I think it shows the age of the creators, and just like that's an interesting choice that you made, you know?
Yeah.
But who knows? Maybe it'll get better. or just gets worse. Who's to say?
I think, I don't know. I'm curious to know because, yeah, as I mentioned, this is the era that I have no knowledge of, but I definitely feel like this Degrassi, like this episode was jam packed. Like, there was, like, even the B plots are like drama filled, you know? Like,
Yeah,
the way
they're
that,
ramping up the drama.
yeah, the way that, like, maybe like network television would be. So they're definitely stepping up their game TV wise,
Yeah,
which
they're
is
definitely going
good.
full like melodrama, I feel like, at this
Yes.
point. So I mean, I'm having fun, even though like I always say, like, as much as I laugh about Degrassi and about like how dumb it is, it's from a place of love. Like, I genuinely love the show, but it's just so funny. Because it's just like, I don't know, something just funny about someone just like doing meth like one time and then being like, shed cosine, shed cosine, and then like going to like rehab. It's like so funny.
I know. Like,
It's so
damn.
good.
It is. It
Yeah.
really is.
But that was our episodes. We're kicking off season 9 with quite a stride, with speed. Get it? In our next episodes 3 and 4, Shoot to Thrill and Close to Me. In Shoot to Thrill, Allie starts to feel like her relationship with Johnny is going nowhere. In order to fix it, she decides to spice things up a bit. Meanwhile, Fiona finds the male students at Degrassi rather repulsive until she meets Riley, who may just have a future with Fiona if his past doesn't hurt it, that is. I don't know why I struggled with that one so bad. And in Close to Me, Jane loves Spinner from the bottom of her heart. When the gorgeous new boy flirts with her, she finds it hard not to give in. Casey's new coach finally lets him play in a game. But when Casey makes a mistake, the coach freaks, and Casey sees it as a sign that he shouldn't be on the basketball team.
Well, I think I spoke too soon with the B plots. I forgot that we're dealing with a season premiere where the B plots are high hitting. We're entering also into the KC doesn't think he should be on the basketball team
Like, okay, like I do not care, but sure.
yeah.
Also, like I don't care about Casey. Like, Casey is that was like a nothing burger for me on the show so far. I'm like,
No,
I
like, give
do
us
not
some
care.
Connor. Like, Connor's entertaining.
Yeah, Connor's entertaining. Like, Casey's just like, oh, look at my bob, look at my fuck ass bob, look at my hat.
Oh,
Like,
I guess I gotta call my parole officer or whatever the fuck. Cause
because
I'm
I
a.
call my probation officer. I mean, I don't have one. Oh, I mean, if I had one, I would. Oh, we got. Oh, and he walks away. Like, what?
Yeah. Like, Casey.
Get off of my TV,
Yeah.
please. Smash.
And but also stay away from Jenna. Oh, goodness.
My God. Oh, God, I love the show. Well, keep watching. Hit us up at EWS Pod if you have any messages for us, and we will read them. And yeah, just keep watching. It's gonna be fun. We promise we'll be back next week. None of us have
Yes.
any like any cool things happening. So like
Yes.
we'll be, trust me,
Yes.
we will be here. Sorry, you're gonna say something?
No, I was gonna say, yeah. our timings have aligned where we, if in the event we're going on a trip or anything, we can pre-plan so that our episodes are coming out. AKA Lauren is on track. So, yes, we'll
Oh,
be
girl,
there.
don't even apologize. You were having the time of your life. But yeah, guys, keep listening. And as always, we'll catch you later, broomheads.
Bye, Broomhead.